Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, May 10th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, the new iPad Air and iPad Pro will no longer include a charger in the box, at least in some countries. According to product listings in the UK and other countries across Europe, the iPad Pro and iPad Air sold in these regions will only include the iPad itself and a USB-C cable in the box. There is no USB-C wall plug included this time around. This appears to be due to the waste from electrical and electronic equipment legislation in the EU, and it's applicable in the UK because the legislation itself predates Brexit. This is a change from the previous generation iPad Pro and iPad Air, which did include both the USB-C cable and wall plug in the box. The iPad mini and iPad 10th generation sold in the UK and Europe also still include a wall plug. In other news today, Apple's Let Loose special event was shot entirely on iPhone, just like October's Scary Fast Mac event. This time, however, Apple appears to have gotten some help by attaching additional lenses to the iPhones. Apple says that the event was shot on iPhone 15 Pro Max, but with lenses from Panavision attached for certain scenes. Specifically, Apple used Panavision lenses where it wanted a shallow depth of field that the iPhone 15 Pro Max couldn't achieve. Some people had speculated that Apple achieved that shallow depth of field using post-processing, but instead it turns out that these Panavision lenses are to thank. Panavision lenses were attached to the iPhone using a Panavision-developed mount called a lens relay system. A lens relay system creates what's known as an aerial image that you capture with another lens system. So using Panavision's lens relay system, the iPhone 15 Pro Max's lens captured the aerial image and provided the image capture in Apple's ProRes log format. This is a notable difference from Apple's Scary Fast event in October, which was shot entirely on iPhone without any additional lens hardware. But it's still impressive that the iPhone was relied on so heavily for this week's Let Loose event, even if a little bit of extra help was needed. Apple also says that this week's event was edited on iPad and Mac, a change from the October event, which was edited entirely on the Mac. We are sponsored this week by iMazing 3, the world's most trusted tool to manage Apple devices and transfer data from a Mac or a PC. Redesigned from the ground up, iMazing 3 for macOS and Windows is packed with features that make working with Apple mobile devices and their data even easier. Whether you're just looking for an easy way to transfer media or copy files from your computer or device, needing to extract messages, store multiple backup snapshots locally, or need to manage a fleet of devices, iMazing 3 has you covered. Hit the link in the show notes to download iMazing 3 and take control of all of your Apple mobile devices and their data. My thanks to iMazing for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Next up today, alongside the new iPad Pro, Apple debuted a new Crush advertisement to promote the new hardware. This ad had been the subject of much criticism since Tuesday. It depicts the crushing of musical instruments, paint, camera lenses, books, movie characters, sculptures, and much more. The idea was that this type of creative work can now be accomplished on the iPad, but that concept didn't go over well with creators at all. Apple faced pretty much widespread criticism for the advertisement, with people saying that it serves as an ugly metaphor for what tech companies do to the arts and to the people who create art, particularly in the age where the industry is already concerned about tech and artificial intelligence. Apple heard all of that feedback and issued a public apology last night. Tor Myron, Apple's Vice President of Marketing Communications, apologized for the spot in a statement saying, quote, "Creativity is in our DNA at Apple, and it's incredibly important to us to design products that empower creatives all over the world. Our goal is to always celebrate the myriad of ways users express themselves and bring their ideas to life through iPad. We missed the mark with this video, and we're sorry." End quote. The Crush ad was posted to Tim Cook's Twitter account and Apple's YouTube channel on Tuesday. The ad had not received any paid media yet, and Apple now says that its plans to run the ad on TV have been canceled. As of right now, the video is still available on Tim Cook's Twitter and on YouTube. Running out this week, Apple has a new way to help people make their first application. Apple's developer site has long been a massive hub of resources for prospective app developers, and now the company has launched Pathways, a collection of videos, documentation, and other resources that will walk you step by step through the journey of developing your first app. Anyone can access Pathways on Apple's developer website. While many of the resources will require creating a developer account to get started, creating that account is entirely free. Pathways is broken down into 7 different collections of content: getting started as an Apple developer, design, Swift, Swift UI, games, Vision OS, and distributing on the App Store. Each collection guides you through many of the different things an app developer needs to think about, such as your future app's business model or choosing the best Swift UI interface. Apple for years has emphasized the importance of making coding more accessible, and it's done significant work to provide the tools and guides for that coding. Pathways aims to take all of that and distill it into a good step-by-step instruction set, and you can hit the link in the show notes to check it out today. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, where you can subscribe and leave a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.